Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, I'm thanking the Lord for this day again to serve Him. What an awesome Savior to set us free from the snares of the devil so we can serve the one true living God. We can never tire of thinking that who we used to be compared to being a new creation in Christ. I love that. Praise God. And so that would be the driving factor behind wanting to encourage the brethren, which we all should be wanting to do out of love of our Savior, to keep striving and pressing on toward Him. So anyway, today I just have a thought on something that happened this morning, and I just kind of been rolling it around and had a couple minutes that I'd do an audio on it. And it's, let's see, I'm going to title it, Don't Let Them Trap You. And it's kind of from Matthew 22:15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle Him in His talk. Now we know that they were out there to try to trick Jesus, trap Him, entangle Him. Hold on a second. I wanted to go look at the word entangled, and the Greek word for it is ensnare and trap. Entangle. You're trying to trap somebody, and that's what they were trying to do with Him, so they could prove something against Him, trip Him up in His words, and get Him to say something that He shouldn't say or that was not biblical, so they could accuse Him. And ultimately they just kept doing that. And I just wanted to share a little story with you and a warning. Now, this has happened a lot to us, but this is a fresh new one that I thought this morning. I was like, hey, that would be a really good thing to share with the sisters, just a caution thing. So the other day, I did make an audio about this witnessing event where a man came up. We were sitting by our van with our flying our gospel signs in a busy park, and the man pulled up, talked to Brother James for quite some time. I don't know, 45 minutes or something, I don't know, but it was quite a while. And he tried pushing back on some things and tried to defend some sins. Some things he nodded and said, yeah, he agrees with it, and he left. And he came back a little while later and gave Brother James a pamphlet from his religious body that he was defending and talked a little bit. And then when it got to some more things he didn't like, he just kind of started his car, backed up, and took off. And within the midst of that, there were some things he said that were, once again, pushing against the things of God. And then later, I believe this all happened in the same day, Brother James was witnessing to somebody in that same park. And I was in the pavilion working online ministry, and this man pulled up, dropped off a book of contacts and stuff of his religious body all over the country. He just, like, put it there and gave it to me and left. I told him, I said, Brother James is down there witnessing if you want to talk to him. He said, nope, I've talked to him enough. I don't need to bother him anymore, and he took off. He's kind of a gruff guy. So this morning, I'm going for a walk, making an audio for, or a video for a couple sisters so I can send it to them. They could see the park I was in and just sharing some encouragement. When this man, the same man, drove by and waved, and I said, hey, that's that man that I talked about the other day. And I turned around and he was pulling up to the van by Brother James. So I continued my round on the park and I came back and I sat down, and they were sitting there. He was in his car. He'd turned his car off. Brother James was sitting on the chair where he was doing working on a teaching, Matthew, not sure what chapter he's going into, but anyway, listening to part of the conversation, the man was kind of laughing and asking questions, and it made me think about how they tried to trip Jesus, how to entangle Him, how to ensnare Him in His words, and trying to twist things to make it sound like, that's what this guy was trying to do with Brother James, only he was like laughing and smiling and doing it like in a really subtle kind of way, you know, making it look like he wasn't doing what he was doing. Well, obviously the Spirit of God gives you wisdom. And if you know the scriptures and you can discern, and we've been out here doing this and we deal with all kinds of people, we know what's going on. Well, anyway, he ended up leaving. He got told a few things he didn't want to hear, and he took off again. And so that was that. But then I was like, you know, I need to warn you, sisters. You know, in your life, especially those of you who might be newly in the faith or new to walking in obedience in some areas or whatever, I just want to give you a warning. You know, you could be sharing your testimony of what's going on in your life. People can see a transformation. They know it's a radical one from who you used to be to who you are now. And maybe you're sharing some truth with people and somebody might seem like they're listening, kind of like this guy in the first place. Maybe they ask a few questions. Maybe they laugh and push back a little bit. And you're like, oh, okay. By the time it's done, you're going, well, maybe that was kind of fruitful. Some seeds were planted. And so you get a little bit of your flesh involved and you get a little hopeful. Of course, I rejoice anytime the word goes out, whether it's good and accepted or whether it turns into a rebuke. It's good that God's word does what it does. And so I always rejoice no matter what, anytime the word is able to be shared with somebody. So then you're thinking about this person and you go, okay, well, they come back again and you're talking and maybe they didn't come to ask for truth, but maybe it just happened to, you're good about getting the conversation to go to the gospel and sharing with them. And so maybe they talk a little bit, ask a few more questions, and then you notice they're kind of still defending their sin and kind of pushing back. And when they leave, you're like, huh, I'm not really sure what that was all about. But then your flesh takes over and you go, well, I want to be careful that I'm not thinking something that I shouldn't, because maybe they didn't really mean it the way they said it. Maybe they just don't know. And ask me how I know all this. Brother James and I have been through all this kind of stuff. And so this person's on your mind and you have like this hope. We can have hope for everybody, but we got to be careful we don't have too much flesh in it. Because then it kind of hangs in your mind. And you might have a little extra, what do you want to say, a little focus on it. The hope sits there and it kind of entangles in with your flesh. And then that person shows up again. So you're kind of drawing a little too much flesh with this person, thinking there might possibly be a hope of them repenting and coming to the truth. And there always is that hope. Unless God turns them over, if they turn away, whatever it is, that would happen. But what I want to warn you, sisters, is, and I always say this, and I had to beat it out of myself in the beginning, is we don't walk in the flesh. We want to make sure we protect our flesh in all these situations. So what that means is, it's not that you don't have love and you don't have hate. You find a middle balance as you're witnessing and you learn how to, I just kind of say neutral. You keep yourself in a neutral area to where you understand and you're good with whatever the outcome is when you're sharing the truth of God with people. And if somebody receives it, all of a sudden your spirit or your heart, your flesh, whatever, is going to like be excited on the inside. But you want to put that carefully where it belongs, because what we can see is oftentimes, because we know the way is narrow and few will make it, oftentimes the word is going to be rejected in the end. And we don't know who's going to do that. And so we don't want to like judge somebody and then treat them differently by going, oh yeah, they're probably not even gonna want it, or yeah, they look like they heard it but they're probably gonna turn away. We don't want to do any of that. What we want to do is just focus on the word, the task that's given to us as godly sisters, to share this truth. So when you actually get to share it with somebody and you're done sharing it, rejoice that it went out today, right now, this very minute, and then give it over to God. Now, here's the warning I want to give you. Be very careful about people that keep coming and you keep sharing the truth of God with them. Now, if they're listening and they're not pushing back, they're not distracting you, they're not defending sin, they're not asking the same questions again and trying to defend something, you can keep sharing with them. But the ones that come back like this man, trying to trap you, you'll know it. The Spirit is going to give you something. And don't deny that, because I'm going to tell you something. Out of all these years of doing this, it always ends up to be this. It is what it is. And usually what that means is you're witnessing to somebody, and like this instance I'm talking about, and they laugh and they're, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, what about this? And then they try to twist it around, you know, and well, you said this. Well, no, I didn't. And they try to twist your words a little bit. And then they might laugh a little bit like it's no big deal. And then they'll ask a question and go, oh, okay, I see that. But there's always those little daggers, little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's like getting a little piece of you. Just be real careful about that because you can't enable people to do things like that. Now, if this man were to come back to Brother James again, if we end up running into him, Brother James would give him some truth. But pretty soon, it ain't going to be long, and Brother James is going to look at him and go, when are you going to repent of all these things that I told you about? When are you going to go look them up? Would you like to go to the scriptures? We need to address these and take care of these. Because Brother James, if we lived in that town and that man saw him every day and wanted to talk for an hour and laugh about things and then try to use his time up, Brother James wouldn't do that. And I don't see the disciples and Jesus doing anything like that as well. So I'm just trying to, I don't know how to say it all because we can't know what the situations are until they play out. But what I'm going to say is go to the Lord, ask for wisdom. James says, in the book of James, it says, if we go to him and ask for wisdom without doubting, he'll give it to us. Don't doubt and know that he will. Go by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. If things don't line up with the Word of God, what they're saying, how they're acting, what they're doing, you're going to know it. I'm just telling you, as you walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh, you will be able to discern situations like this. Because I don't want my sisters to get drug around emotionally, physically by using up your time, getting your hopes up and dashing you, because that's what Satan wants to do. He loves to lift people up and slam them down. And we've had that happen to us so many times I can't even count. And so I don't know how to say all this for you to understand how to discern all the situations, but I can guarantee this. God will give you the wisdom and the discernment through the Holy Spirit to help guide you in this. Don't push back against it. And I think I'm going to leave it there with this. Hold on. All right, I want to read what I was talking about in James. Oh, hold on. Something flashed up on my... Here you go. I'm reading it off my phone app here and something got in the way. James 1, 5 through 7. Now you need to trust in this, that God will give you what you need. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So this right there is a promise. God promises he'll give us wisdom. And I just want to alert you to those situations. I don't know if you'll ever come across them or if anybody will ever do it, but I want you to be aware of it so you can be looking for such things and help you discern. All right, sisters, much love to you. Hold fast. May God be praised.